Good morning. 8:13 a.m. on Friday, November the 6th, 2015. It's cold, gray. It was a little bit of sun earlier, but... Oh, and just looks like some blue sky off to the west. Okay, it's not going to be a terrible day. It just looks really... It's cold. It's not real cold. It's not like freezing cold. It's 40 degrees. I've been walking with my hands in my pockets. I didn't even put my gloves on. I'm going to try to put this back in my pocket without losing the recording, as it seems to work okay. And we'll see where we go from here. The other day, I had 59 seconds of audio. It was clearly something to do with my putting the device back in my pocket. I'm not exactly sure which button I might have pushed or what, but it was somewhat disappointing. Yesterday was, how to put this. Yesterday I forgot. The kid had an early day yesterday. Yes, Thursday's her early day. She's supposed to be at school at 7:15. Around 6:30, she had finished her breakfast and then said, I can't do this. And so she went back to bed. And I called her in and I settled down again at my keyboard. And the sale day started yesterday. And so I spent a couple hours before I woke her up, an hour and a bit before I woke her up. And then went back downstairs after learning that she wasn't going to go to school. And I got stuck in again to the sale. Now, if you weren't following along and you weren't aware, quarter share, half share, full share were all marked down, and I did some ad buys for BookBub and a couple of other the advertising venues. There's more coming today. There's some more tomorrow. The big burst is probably largely expended at this point. It was pretty much fun to watch, but it was also stupidly distracting. I only got 1,900 words yesterday, and 1,200 of those were after 8 o'clock. I couldn't manage even another 100 words. My eyes were closing. I was falling asleep at the keyboard, and I had to call it at 1,900 words yesterday. It was just horrible. So I'm at like, I don't know, 17.7 or something for the book. It's moving along. I like where it's going. I'm doing a lot of floundering because it's not where I thought it was going to be. But it's probably where it needs to be. I'm not even going to worry about second guessing it at this point. I just want to get words down. Talk about blowing your own horn. Both of them did. I think they were friends. So, the sale. At the end of the day yesterday, we'd given away 21,000 copies of Quarter Share, which in the middle of the night bounced that book up to number 2 on the Kindle free list. Not in the sub list, not in science fiction, in the store. Number 2, which was a little shocking. We sold over 600 copies each of Half Share and Full Share, which put them in top 10 in the space opera, Freudian slip there, in the space opera subcat. And so for the first time ever, I think, I had 3 books in the paid top 20 in space opera, because Ashes was hanging in around number 17. So, yeah, it's like number two, or was number two in Canada. It was a little harder to get up in the UK. I don't have any, apparently any traction whatsoever in the UK. The ads have now paid for themselves with what we earned yesterday in sales. And the real benefit is getting 20,000 new fans, potentially, probably more like 2,000 new fans, into the wide end of the funnel, getting them hooked on Ishmael Huang. I'm sure a lot of people just picked it up because it was free. I'm also 100% sure a lot of them are going to read this book and go, what the hell is this? So over the next few days, I expect to see a lot of 1, 2, and 3-star reviews. Some of the back channel I'm hearing is that BookBub is a little more forgiving than some of the others. So BookBub readers, that is. So we'll see. I don't know. It's all part of the experiment. Last month was a new release. This month is promo. I was hoping I was to have a book to release next month, but it's looking more like I'll have one to release in January, which is fine. I'm putting together some ideas about promoing Ravenwood to try to get that book a little bit more attention. And probably it won't be too very long before Podium gets their act together and produces an audiobook of Quarter Share, which was the first book on the list. When they asked for a manuscript, they didn't specify which book, just the manuscript. So I sent them the first one and said, let me know if you want a different one, and I haven't heard from them, which is not really too far off what I expect. I don't expect to hear from them again until they want me to start promoting the release. I'm not going to be given the opportunity to hear the narrator before they release the book. I had to send them the graphics for the cover art so that they could make a square one that goes to the audiobook. And they will undoubtedly mung it all up with all kinds of Podium production, unabridged, narrated by... Oh, and yeah, here's the book. Title stuff. But... Hey. If it brings in 100,000 new listeners... Okay. Rock it. Because a goodly number of those listeners will have then bought the ebooks in order to get the Whisper Sync for $2.99. So yeah, very exciting, very cool. And now all I need to do is finish Milk Run. Milk Run is going to be... I think Milk Run is going to be fun. I just stumbled on... Oh, this'll be cool features. I hope they're cool. I hope it works out. For all the time that I spent thinking about it, talking about it, working things out, and trying to figure out this, figure out that, playing all sorts of games with what it might be, what it should look like. This is not the like every other book I've ever written. This is not the book I plan to write. Okay. You know what? I'm good with that. I'll have to lean on beta readers to find out whether or not it's a book that's worth publishing. But I think so. I'm pleased with it. There should be some. I didn't see that coming. Factors. I hope. Anyway. So yeah, yesterday I was so stuck into. I had to change blurbs. I had to do some housekeeping on the actual listings on Amazon. Changed the blurbs on the wrong editions a couple times. I had to go back and fix them. It was a, yeah. Here. It was engaging and distracting, and then the next thing I knew, I was looking at thousands of copies being given away. My sales dashboard spiked. It was crazy. As crazy as the release of Ashes was in terms of volatility in sales, this was, well, I sold almost as many half share and full share yesterday together, both each, as I sold in the first day of the release of Ashes. It was a massive spike. It was massive. Monk post. And because of that, it's undoubtedly going to fall right off the backside. I'm hoping to get a little stickiness to the algorithms by supporting some ad sales today and tomorrow on half and full. There might be another ad out there for quarter that I've sort of lost track of. And then next week, I think Monday, when the price for quarter share reverts to $4.95, I'll put the prices for half and full back up to $4.95. And the sale will be over, and we will just be waiting for the final numbers to come tracking in. So I've got 1,400 sales from yesterday that are at 99 cents. And that's enough to pay for the ad buy. And I made a mistake when I set the prices. Should have done a countdown deal for 99 cents. Because then I could have gotten 70% instead of just changing the price to 99 cents and taking 35. Anyway, it'll be fine. It'll work out. It's not... The point of the sale was not the money. The point of the sale was to get a few thousand new readers into the pipeline, because working those people through the rest of the books is where the real profit from this activity will come. Band is right here. I'm hearing the marching band from Greeley West. I assume it's the marching band from Greeley West and not somebody blasting marching band music from their house or something here, but it sounds like they're just around the corner here. I wonder where they are. Every once in a while, they will come marching down the street. They will come out here, march through the park, out onto the residential street, parade through the neighborhood, and then go back down through the park. I think it's just to give them a chance to march someplace other than around the football field. And it's kind of fun. It's kind of cool. It's always during the day, so it's not like anybody's sleeping or anything. It's still kind of cool. So, anyway, yesterday I forgot. And by the time I realized, oh, wait a minute, I didn't walk yesterday. It was like 7:30 last night. So, yeah. I probably thought of it a couple times over the course of the day and then completely forgot about it again. Such is life with ADD. So today I have to write. Today I have to write words. Today I have to get... Well, today I'd like to break 25,000. So that would be an 8,000 word day. That would be cool. I've already had breakfast, although I have a mess in the kitchen I have to clean up when I get home. Good morning. So we'll see what happens. It's not quite 9 o'clock yet. I have to, I have to be home before 9 o'clock or this alarm's going to go off. 8:29, yeah, I got 30 minutes, okay, fine. And the recorder's still recording, so that's good. So, let's see, I think I didn't talk so much, I think I talked about it, but it was the day that the recording wasn't running. I talked about the dental appointment from hell. It really wasn't that bad, it's just that it was supposed to be 40 minutes, and when I got out of the chair and went back to the lobby, it had been 2 hours. And thank God for nitrous oxide, I guess. I was listening to a book, and they were working, and I was comfortable and warm, and filled with nitrous oxide. I didn't care. So I left the dentist's office and drove to school to pick the kid up, and arrived just about in time to get her. It was one of those... Seriously? 2 hours? And if you understand how badly being in the dentist chair sets me off, understanding that 2 hours that I was completely unaware of is practically miraculous. I've come to appreciate R.C. Bray as much as I equated his voice to Tom Waits. I've come to appreciate R.C. Bray as a narrator. I'm still listening to Fear of the Sky. It's a typical science fiction thriller story, which is not exactly my genre. It's kind of tedious because you know every chapter is going to have some rising action that's supposed to be threatening and surprising and... to use the phrase that I hate, upping the stakes. We've upped our stakes, now up yours is sort of the way I look at it. Relying on gimmickry rather than story, it's part of the story, it's part of the genre. Don't mistake me, I'm not, it's very well done. The omniscient point of view is understandable given what he's trying to, the story he's trying to tell. But I also find it grating because he, even when he doesn't need the omniscient view, he uses it to jump around from, even within a scene, to look at it from different angles, from different people. And it may be a stylistic choice. It feels more like a mess. It feels more like a mistake. Feels more like slop. But even with all of that, I have to say, I'm enjoying listening to this book. Every once in a while, I try to imagine what it would be like if R.C. Bray was reading Quarter Share or Owner Share or whatever. And it might be him. He might be the guy. He does a lot of the science fiction for Podium. So we will see. All right, here I am. I finally got my sprinkler system put back together again yesterday, and then put the compressor on it to blow it out for the winter. So the outside is getting winterized. I'll have to do some some a few chores are out here probably before the end of the month, but we're getting there. Anyway, here I am at the back gate, the point where I say tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.